If you're just now tuning in, folks, it is the Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We're about everything horses and ranching related happening out here in West Texas. We've been MIA because our engineer quit us, but we got a new one trained up, and got a great show for you today. We've got Mark McMillan, who is a cattle buyer. He's with ADM Animal Nutrition. And he's very experienced, bought cattle for people all over the world, as far as I know. And we've got brought him in to do us a cattle report. We're going to get Damon Albus at 5D Custom Hats and Leather. Cha-ching. That's $5 from Damon that he owes us. And he will chime in at some point today and give us a kind of a rundown of the NFR and some of the closer races. I know he's got two bulldoggers that he sponsors, and so we'll look forward to Damon. And then Travis's buddy, Tucker Brown from the R.A. Brown, is going to call in at the end of the show and give us an update on their, what is it, a cow and bull sale, both?
Their Roots of Success sale that's going to be online, and their private treaty bull sale that's happening this weekend.
So we probably got a really good captive audience right now because there's a bit of a traffic jam happening here around Abilene,
right,
getting on and off the loop. I think Highway 70 headed south out of Sweetwater shut down. So there's probably people broke down that can't listen to anything else. So I'm sorry, but this is what you get on 98.1 FM, The Ticket. So, Mark, sir, Mark McMillan from ADM Animal Nutrition, you've been buying cattle forever. You've been on the show before. What have you been up to lately, sir?
And Clay, first of all, thanks for inviting me to be here and sharing this massive listenership that you have.
Yes, right.
You're welcome.
So I have been concentrating primarily on my association with ADM, still involved in the cattle business to some degree. We'll buy a few cattle every once in a while, buy a lot more private treaty, and have other folks buy cattle for me more than obviously I was in the past. But anyway, that's kind of what I have been up to, just kind of attending to the customers out there in the livestock community with free choice supplements, mineral, that kind of stuff, and helping support my dealers.
And which is key this time of year too, isn't it? I mean, the mineral that you're putting out plays an integral role, more so than most people would ever think. You know, people drive through a pasture and you don't really know. You'll see a white block out there and a brown block, and it looks like there's been some footprints around it for
sure,
a while, and you wonder what that is. Well, it's a key component to livestock's nutrition.
Oh, absolutely. And Clay, as I was driving up here today, I was just thinking, you know, these folks that have cattle out there, what a blessing it would be if they were taking advantage of free choice supplementation.
Yeah.
You know, if they're trying to put out cubes or something like that, it's hard to get in the pastures under these weather conditions. And I was talking a while ago with one of my good dealers, Will Clay, who has a little shop out there by Abilene Livestock Auction. We were visiting about, you know, how cool is it for these guys who have free choice protein supplementation in place, and they're not having to get out there, fear of getting stuck, that type of stuff, and their cattle are still getting plenty. You know, as far as mineral goes, mineral vitamins are always important. Probably the first thing that we fail to make sure that are properly supplemented. You know, when your wife gets pregnant, the first thing they do is prescribe her with vitamins. It's critical in the gestation of a cow, equally as important as it is when your wife's having a baby. So
yeah,
we don't need to overlook that. Mineral and vitamin supplementation is key, and certainly adds profitability in the long run. Helps with reproduction, helps calves grow bigger. And it's not really an expense as much as it is a return on investment.
Well, and it's a, you know, and like you mentioned, the weather here has been so wet, you know, and it's been dry and a lot of, and most of it for a long time. And it seems like we got 2 years worth of rain in some spots, you know, in 2 days. And it's been a struggle to get it dried up. And what he means by that, folks, is that, you know, you got some cows out in the pasture and it's a long dirt road or you know, to get there, you have not been able to feed those cattle in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or a month. You know, some places got hit with that big heavy rain and they got hit again 2 weeks later and they still couldn't get in there to do anything. So your cows are sitting there, they're just on grass. All this mineral makes everything they eat work better for them. It makes them want to eat some of this older, dead, dry stuff. It's a crucial component to any livestock, period.
Absolutely. Protein and mineral supplementation actually will help with forage digestibility.
Yeah.
You know, with this time of year, Clay, when we have this mature, coarse forage, proper protein and mineral supplementation certainly helps these animals derive more nutrients out of that. So it's important.
So why ADM? I know you wouldn't hang your hat with just anybody. So why ADM Animal Nutrition and not someone else?
Yeah, sure. And great question. Thank you for asking that. So, you know, your massive listenership out there would recognize the name Mormons. Some 20 some odd years ago, ADM Animal Nutrition purchased the old Mormons company. Mormons has been known for quality. I think Mormons actually came into existence pre-1900. They've been in the mineral business, supplementation business for well over 100 years. I think most people recognize, correlate the name Mormons with quality.
Yeah.
And you're right, there's a supplement provider on every corner out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with this company because I have a lot of faith and have observed in my own business, in my customers' business, the quality, the performance that these products bring. And that's the reason I continue after several years now hanging my hat on what the company has to offer.
Yeah. Where do we get your mineral? We call you, we find you, or we find Will Clay at the sale barn?
You know what? Will is doing a great job. And again, he's his warehouse is right out there next to Abilene Auction. He's a great source. He stocks the right things, the right protein supplements, the right minerals. Jackson Brothers here in Abilene handles some of our products. And then Stan West, many folks would remember Jack Chapman as an old Mormons guy in this part of the world. Jack has retired and turned his business over to his nephew, Stan West. And so Stan is kind of taking, you know, Jack, whenever he retired, had over 50 years associating himself with Mormons and ADM. And so he was just a staple in the supplementation business in these parts for many, many years. But anyway, Will, Jackson Brothers, Stan West right here in the immediate Abilene area are all doing a good job of distributing these products to folks.
There you go. Well, you've got to have this stuff. Anybody that knows that knows you got to have some mineral. And Mark McMillan, Will Clay, Jackson Brothers Feeds. I know you're using some mineral, Travis.
Well, the biggest thing, like in our area, pretty much, I guess, Stamford, Jones County, and North, there's a chunk in there that has a deficiency in copper.
Correct.
And people don't know that.
Yeah.
And me and a buddy had some pears, and we got in a bind on them because we had some. They got in a pasture that was short in the winter, and we were waiting for our wheat to get up. And like, man, these cows just looking bad. And we were, you know, giving them cube and giving them cake, and we even started putting some bunker feed out. And the guy that was one of his buddies up in Wheeler, Texas, said, you know, y'all are probably not putting enough mineral out. And I said, man, we got blocks out everywhere. And he said, that ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
And he said, you need to talk to, and he gave us a guy's name. And, you know, it turned out we had a few cows. We had two cows, actually, that sloughed off their calf. And he said that it was because they were deficient in copper. And he said, you get a bad enough deficiency. And he said, you can run into that issue.
Well, folks, we need to take a break. We got more to talk about mineral, and we're going to get some cattle updates and on the cattle market you're listening to the Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We've got our good friend Mark McMillan here from ADM Animal Nutrition, educating us about some mineral. We've been out for a couple weeks, and if you're stuck out here on the highway with it snowing and icing, you're in for a treat because we've got a really good show. When we went to break, Mark was filling us in on the importance of mineral. Travis was telling us about he had a place that was deficient in copper, and his cows weren't doing anything. And Mark, has a product that would have solved that problem for Travis. So ADM Animal Nutrition, you get at Jackson Brothers, call Will Clay. They can find you. We've talked Mark into possibly getting his own Facebook page, which I think is a big step in his life, just from talking to him during the break. And I think Travis is going to help him or convince him to do that. So he asked Travis, so how do I find a guy like you that's in a situation like that? Travis said, well, you got Snapchat?
It's true.
It is true, isn't it?
I mean, it's crazy. People don't understand the power of Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat if you do it right.
Yep, that's right.
And
Mark said he's a number two pencil and what did you say, a chief?
Big chief tablet,
big
number
chief
two
tab-
pencil, man.
Yeah.
So with your big chief tablet and number two pencil, I know you don't really deal in cattle like you used to, but I know you, like you said, you still do. You still do some custom stuff for some people and some private treaty stuff, but you stay abreast to what's been happening. What's happened that's been unique in the cattle business this year, and what do you think might be going on? Are there any concerns or things that get you excited about the cattle market?
Yeah, so very fascinating to me this year. Under normal circumstances in the fall of the year, ranchers normally have their calves weaned, their cull cows gone by the beginning of deer season.
November 1st.
First, second weekend in November. Here we are halfway through December now, and the runs recently have been massive in these sale barns. Now, I don't know if that has to do with the excessive rains that we receive coming into the first part of November. People just were not able to get those cattle moved out, but it's just been very interesting, the large run. This week, the runs were not as big. I think that's due to weather, again.
Yeah.
But the runs have been large coming into the end of 2018. Now, for anybody out there that's listening that's thinking about marketing cattle, next week will be the last week of this year that any sales will be going on. So yeah. If you don't get them sold next week at your favorite sale barn, you'll have to be waiting until after the first of the new year to be able to market any cattle through a local sale barn. But it's been fascinating seeing these big runs. The thing that concerns me about that, and I don't know, this is all speculation, I don't know, who knows, but it just looks to me like whenever it comes to the fat market, which is what we're all in the business for, that's the end game, is what these fats bring, it looks like that there may be a wall of cattle coming in, early to mid-summer sometime. I don't know that that's going to happen. I will tell you that because of the large runs recently, it has put some pressure on these calf prices.
Yes.
And so calves have been cheaper. I'm sure when people get their checks, walk in these sale barns, pick up their checks after selling some cattle, they're thinking, my goodness, what's gone wrong? It's the cattle market is just like any market. It's supply and demand, right? And when there's a large supply, that hinders demand a little bit. So,
well, the big thing that's affecting too, that a lot of people are in the cattle business, such yourself and other people, is there's no wheat in the country.
That's something else.
I mean, there's no wheat, and
right.
The people that have got wheat. I mean, I've got a buddy who works at a feedlot, and they keep about 4,500 there all the time. And he said that we're running. Generally, this time of the year, he said, we're running 6-7 truckloads a week at minimum. He said, that's a slow week.
Sure.
Out the door. And he said, we might be doing that every 2 weeks.
Sure, yeah.
And the people, the wheat they're turning out on, he said, you know, they're putting half what they did last year because the wheat's short. And he said, we'll probably be back in, you know, 6 weeks picking up half of that half.
Right. So the wheat conditions, that was a function of weather as well, right?
Yes,
sir. We got all that rain in September, October. The farmers couldn't get in the fields, get that wheat in. You get up north of Abilene in that big wheat country, that Knox City, Mundy area up in there. I've been told that that the weather may have prevented as much as 50, maybe up to 70% of the wheat plantings there.
At minimum.
And so then I've also been told that of the 30 to 50% that got planted, probably 50% of that
looks
either
like
got
crap.
Well, it either got washed out,
yeah,
or it drowned. And so, yes, it's had a huge impact on, you know, the immediate area's cattle economy, because this area does depend so much on wheat grazing, especially on these yearlings, and, you know, even some people utilize it on cows. So, yeah, it's and, you know, that may be a function of why some of these calf prices are getting cheaper. There's just not a home right here in this area for those calves to go to. Perhaps. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, looks like feedlots are going to be doing well.
Feedlots are full.
Yeah. They are full, aren't they?
The feedlots
are full. They've
been full.
Yeah. The price of grain's been so cheap. You know, a lot of guys last year skipped the wheat field and went straight to the feedlot, you know, because it penciled out to be nearly as affordable to put them on grain at the feedlot than it did turn them out and then pay a cowboy and then pay the trucker and, you know, worry about the death loss.
Yeah, well, it's hard. We all know that. And folks, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to The Course Connection with Clay and Travis. We've got Mark McMillan here from ADM Animal Nutrition, and some of you may have heard of that called Mormon's Mineral, giving us a cattle update. So we're not trying to predict anything, but you know, what's the solution? Not so much a solution there, but where are we headed?
Man, I really don't know. You know, there for the longest, we went through that drought back in the early part of this decade, 10, 11, 12, right in there, the drought, and there was a lot of cattle that left this part of the world. Evidently, we have done an excellent job of restocking this country due to the numbers that we're seeing now. You know, so many people make the mistake of, well, we don't have wheat around Abilene, Texas, so the world's ruined, or, you know, it's rained and everybody here is going to want calves. What I'm going to tell you is this market, this cattle market, is so much bigger than Abilene, Texas, Taylor County, Texas itself.
Right.
This is a world market just like any other market. It's a world economy now. And so one of the saving graces that I would tell you right now is that the United States is exporting a lot of beef. If we were solely dependent upon domestic demand, we'd be in worse shape than we are now. But American beef is popular across the world. I will stand here and tell you there's not a better product than American beef anywhere in the world, and the world recognizes that. So right now, the saving grace to the excessive numbers that we have and this excessive beef production that we have right now is that the world wants our product. Mm. So it's prices go up, prices come down, but it is a fact that we have a product that the world admires and wants to partake of.
Yeah. Bottom line, there you go.
Yep.
So to get your mineral, you got a number for Will Clay?
I sure do.
Well, let's give his number out if he doesn't mind, you don't think?
No.
In case you're looking for mineral.
If you're looking for a good time and some mineral while you're at it, you should hit up Will Clay.
Well, everything he said is the same thing just happening up with you guys in Knox County, isn't it, Travis?
I mean, the wheat that did get planted before and during when you'd hit what was called a dry spell during that rain we had, the fertilizer all got either washed out or leached down so far that it's gonna the wheat looks like crap.
Yeah.
And there's about a handful of fields that look dynamite, and you know, it's so wet you can't get to them, put cattle on them, and it's just...
Well, there's more calves that are out there that hadn't made it to the sale barn yet also. So, you know, what are, I mean, what are people going to do? They're not going to have, if the feedlots are full.
Well, there's a home. I mean, there's a home. A lot of these cattle from this area go to Kansas. They go to Colorado. They go to Nebraska. They go, you know, they go a lot of places. Yesterday, I stopped in Coleman for a little while. A 400-pound steer still bring $1.70 or $1.80 a pound.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, some larger cattle, not as much.
So they'll find a spot.
The cows, from what I'm seeing, the sales of replacement cows or the bred cows, the open cows are not doing good.
Yeah.
But the bred back that are fancy, they're still doing all right. I mean, they're all right. They're not what they were 3 years ago, but nothing is.
We probably won't ever see that again.
I would never say never.
It might be a while.
I would tell you that the days of $2,000 bred cows and $2,500 pairs are behind us for a while.
Okay.
They're bringing less than half now.
I'm one of those guys who's guilty of jumping out and buying them in those price ranges.
And that's why he's here doing a radio show with me now.
That's right.
Folks, you're listening to Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We've got Mark Millen. We're going to try to get the Damon Albus from 5D Custom Hats and Leather on here in a minute to give us an NFR update. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We've had Mark McMillan from ADM Animal Nutrition, and now we have our pretty much monthly, maybe weekly guest, Damon Albus, 5D Custom Hats and Leather at 517 Oak Street with a rodeo update. Damon, thanks for coming on the show today, sir.
Absolutely, guys. Hey, I appreciate you calling.
Well,
and if you'll notice, I am remote today because I am really, really busy over here at 5D Custom Hats and Leather at 517 Oak Street, where we can work with all your custom needs. And we still got plenty of Christmas gifts to go, and gift certificates are so wonderful because they're always the right size and the right color.
You bet.
So I know you've got wallets, belts, everything, trying to get ready to get out for the before Christmas, and mention your high quality hats that you make for people.
Yes, sir.
So you've got is it a couple of bulldoggers that you're sponsoring? You've got some guys you're sponsoring at the NFR, and you are our pro rodeo expert. So give us an update on what's happening down there.
Well, I'm glad your standards aren't real high to call somebody an expert, but I guess I know a little bit. Yeah, I've got two guys that I've sponsored this year. One of them is Will Loomis, and the other one is Blake Mindeman. And they're both in the bulldogging. And, boy, howdy, if you hadn't been watching it, you are sure missing it. That bulldogging is tough this year, and it is going to be a knife fight right to the end between Will and Tyler Wagspack.
Okay.
I mean, those guys, well, Will is winning the average. He has got, about a second and a half lead over Tyler, and he is about $3,500 more money than him in the world championship. Now, what makes that neat is number one in the world, Curtis Cassidy, he's out of the average. I mean, he's down there at, like, number 13 in the average. He's had some real tough luck on a couple steers and drew a no time. So he's plumb out of the equation. So if you leave it to Will and Tyler, they're right there at the top. They're 1-2 in the average and 2-3 in the world. And that average is paying $67,000.
Golly.
And second place is paying $54,000. So even if Tyler comes out there and gets him by a second or half a second or a tenth of a second, he may not bump him in the average, but what he won, the $26,000 that he won in the goat, you know, might be enough to put him over the top. So, I mean, you could the Chinese folks and their little
abacus.
Big abacus, there you go. Man, they're going nuts right now because they're still trying to figure all this stuff out. And it's going to be a knife fight to the end. And if they go out clean the whole way and make decent runs, you're going to see a smoking computer trying to figure out who the winner is.
Well, I'm shocked that the race is that tight, and I'm also shocked that I knew what an abacus was.
good for you.
You got
college
confused.
Education is paying off.
Yeah, it confused you there for a second. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
Clay,
he threw that
smart
at me. Man, he's good.
So Will has the edge. You know why? Because I hope Let's he's got it. A sticker from 5D Custom Hats and Leather
better
located
yet,
at 517
Oak
Street.
I tell you what,
he's wearing one of several good-looking hats, and he's flying the colors on his shirt. It's been awesome. He's had lots of interviews and throw out some love during the buckle ceremony, and he's an awesome people. I mean, if you ever get the opportunity, he is so down to earth, and he's one of us, is what I like to say.
Well, that's awesome. So you actually probably did have to give him some money to. we just used Monopoly money from you here at the show, but. I think that's great. I think it's good for you to get some exposure. What's your gut feeling? You think he's going to win it?
I tell you what, I really, really hope he can pull it out. He does have a slight monetary gain, and he has got a very slight time difference in there. But Tyler's already got a gold buckle. He's been there, done that.
Yep.
He's seen the bright lights and the yellow chutes.
Yep.
Well, this is Will's virgin trip. I mean, he's a NFR rookie this year, but I talked to him just this morning. He is so cool, laid back, calm. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
And he's just so dad blasted country strong.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a hold. If he feels hair and horns, they're on the ground. They're on the ground.
You bet.
Well, that's good stuff, man. I hope he pulls it out, and I hope he carries that flag to the winner's circle with the world championship. I think that'd be awesome. That'd be so cool for you.
That would sure be nice.
And for him. But I hear what you're saying. Sometimes these veterans know how to, you know, it's hard to beat those veterans that have won this before.
There is a lot more to rodeo than just riding and roping and tying, what have you. It's knowing how to rodeo is a big part of it. Now, you know, if you're fighting your head, what have you, it's things you're going to affect. You know, there was a couple of those guys there in those first go rounds. They did good. They interview them afterward, and they're like, I kind of went into blackout mode, and I just muscle memory took over.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been there, done that, then you keep your mind on the game and finish the job.
Yeah, it takes a couple seasons probably to get that down pat where you stay consistent, you know. And then on top of that, you got to stay healthy. What other races? So the Bulldogging's going to come down the wire.
It is going to be a knife fight to the end. Bareback riding, it's kind of wide open right now. It looks like Tim O'Connell has probably got a little bit of the top spot. More to lose than anybody else. Him and Tim O'Connell are going to go right down to the end. They're 2 and 3 in the average, and Tim's like number 2 in the world, and O'Connell he's down there a bit. But with your winning 67,000, who knows? And then you still got 3 perfs, and they're 26,000 a perf. So you got 78,000 in perfs and 67 average.
Yeah.
There's really only 2 races that are pretty much wrapped up right now, where the mathematicians are saying, okay, well, these are 2 that I don't have to worry about, and that's your barrel race and your bull riding.
Right.
But everything else is, I mean, it is tight, real tight. The guys that are winning the world are way out in the average. And you know what was it? Probably 3-4 years ago, whenever they were having talks about moving to Kissimmee, Florida, or Dallas, moving to NFR, and then that's when they came up and Vegas said, well, we don't want to do this. We got to do what we got to do to keep them.
Yeah.
And they ponied up the money. Yeah. And used to before, I mean, I can remember many a time, well, Ty Murray's got it wrapped up, you know, in the 5th round. There's no one that can beat him. And Trevor, he's got that wrapped up, and no one can get close, can't touch him. Well, that ain't the case no more. Not when you're, 67,000's waiting out there to be taken just in the average. That changes a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and one, you get, one bobble and you tighten up, whether it's in the Bulldog or the Cav Open, one little old, lack of focus and puts that much more pressure on you the next go, the next performance.
Well, just Will and Tyler. Yeah. I mean, if Will stubs his toe,
yeah,
that could be the difference.
That's
so they
the difference.
Just got to go in there and stay clean and do the deal.
That's right.
Well, Damon Alvis, 5D Custom Hats and Leather, 517 Oak Street.
Check him out for all your Christmas wish list or shopping needs. He's got it all, guys.
He's custom leather goods, wallets, belts. Damon, you tell him.
What I tell people is we'll do anything short of a saddle. We've got some really good saddle makers around in the area. I don't
Brief
mess with
cases.
That. They don't like doing the little stuff, and so we've got bags and belts and wallets and we got whatever you kind of need
everything.
For that type of stuff. And then we go to the hats, and then we dang sure we'll make a hat made to fit your head, the height, the crown, size of brim, trimmed out however you want it. That way it truly is. This is my hat. It's not a hat you just went and grabbed off of the shelf and said, oh boy, I hope this fits, or I'm going to make it fit. No, it's going to fit before you leave out of here, and it's going to be exactly what you wanted, color and fit and quality, the whole works.
You're on Facebook. Are you on Instagram too? I know you're on Facebook.
I'm just a Facebook kind of guy.
Just a Facebook kind of guy. 5D Custom That's Hats it. And Leather, folks. Damon Alvis. Damon, thanks, buddy.
Hey, you bet. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate what y'all do for keeping us abreast on everything that's going on in the equine rodeo western world around here.
You bet,
that
man.
That means a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All
Adios.
Right, we'll see you guys.
Okay.
Remember, 5D Custom Hats, 517 Oak Street.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Later.